Day three of the New Jersey government shutdown is coming to a close without a deal on the budget. State lawmakers held meetings throughout the day at the State House, but top officials appear to still disagree over an insurance regulation bill that's holding up a vote on spending. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, the Battle of Trenton continues.
Philadelphia resident Roger Eardley Pryor had planned a camping trip near the Delaware Water Gap last weekend, but then he got an email from the campsite saying he couldn't go.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. I was a little pissed. We were really excited. Our friend had flew in from California. We made these big plans to have a fun 4th of July weekend out in the woods, get out of the city, and just dysfunctional government just seems to be biting people in the butt.
State-owned beaches and parks are closed as a result of the New Jersey government shutdown. Residents can't apply for a driver's license or get a copy of their birth or marriage certificate either. State workers have been furloughed. The budget stalemate comes down to a dispute over another bill. Governor Chris Christie wants to tap the surplus funds of Horizon, the state's largest health insurer, to fund his anti-addiction efforts. But Assembly Speaker Vinny Prieto opposes the move, saying he won't be bullied by the governor. Lawmakers met throughout the day in Trenton, and Prieto says they made progress in negotiations. But Democratic State Senate President Steve Sweeney says the shutdown will likely drag on at least a few more days.
It couldn't end today if we wanted it to, because if we could get something done, you'd have to draft a bill. You'd have to have a hearing on the bill. We could get moving tomorrow, but then you'd have to get emergencies in both houses in order to vote on a bill tomorrow.
Christie caught heat over the weekend after NJ Advance Media, which owns the Star-Ledger, published photos of him relaxing on a state-owned beach that was closed to the public. The poor optics come at a time of historically low approval ratings for the Republican. Christie told Fox 5 New York this morning that he'll sign the Democrats' budget if they send him the Horizon bill first.
But if they didn't send me the bill, I'd still sign the budget. But I just wouldn't give them the extra spending that they added to the budget I presented in February.
This is only the second time in New Jersey history the government has shut down over a budget impasse. The last shutdown in 2006 lasted 8 days. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.